And then Giddy Geeker said, oh, wait, but I'll talk about later.
Ixnay,
and the Geeker said,
audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
Nope.
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I blew it out of the goddamn airlock.
To the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord,
yep.
Carol the Cat,
me,
the Giddy Geeker,
hello,
and
Tim,
the Technician.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
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 And now, damn right they shot first.
Oh god.
The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery.
Dun, 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 dun. That was epic. All right.
That is some great music.
Thank you. Thank you. Daryl Mansell's here, podcaster, writer. Great guy.
Thank you.
Aww, great guy. But before any of that shit, here we go.
Right into the rapid fire response That's round. Right. Please limit your answers to these questions to one word or phrase, or we will answer for you. Please don't make us say stripper pole.
I'll do my best.
Wonder Woman or Batgirl?
Ooh, Wonder Woman.
What movie out now do you never need to see?
Is there any Tyler Perry movie out right now?
Don't think so.
Medea.
Right. No.
Same as Christmas.
Krampus.
Oh, if you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
England. Oh.
If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
He's stupid.
Favorite board game?
Monopoly.
That took me by surprise. Monopoly?
Monopoly, man. You can be as greedy and ruthless as possible.
Where would you take the TARDIS?
Back in time to medieval England.
Monty Python, Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, In Living Color, or Kids in the Hall?
Whew, that hurts. Monty Python.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Oreos.
What superpower would you not like to have?
Telepathy.
What's your favorite? Who is your favorite Superman actor?
Oh, Henry Cavill. That man is just...
Hell yeah!
He is a hunk of beef right there.
I like you.
Are we all right?
So you're stranded on a desert island with a solar recharger. What would be the book you load onto your tablet?
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Ooh. Album?
Dark Side of the Moon.
Movie?
Star Wars. Nope, The Empire Strikes Back.
And game that you can play on a tablet?
You know, I really don't play a lot of tablet games. My bowling app.
Bowling?
You have survived.
I'm going to say that's probably the best set of answers we've had.
Yeah, and we didn't have to say stripper pole once.
We didn't have to say stripper pole, which kind of saddens me a little bit. So stripper pole!
There you go. You get out of your system.
Woo! So Daryl, why the hell are you here? What's going on?
If I'm here to specifically plug myself, I will certainly do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Podcaster, just like you guys. I have my own. I do two different podcasts. My main one, the Paprika Podcast. A pop culture-based joint where I talk a lot about movies, comic books, a little bit of TV, some video games, anime, that kind of stuff. Infused with hip-hop. Good hip-hop that's not on the radio, so people can get an idea that it's not the garbage you think it is all the time. And other podcast I do is called the Sydney Automatics, which is a straight DVD commentary podcast.
Oh, so you post about this.
Yeah. Cool. Much like Riff Tracks. You can just sync me up with the movie, and then I'll be, it's just like I'm right there beside you on the couch the whole time.
Oh, that makes me feel kind of funny. In a good way, no.
And I'm also working on my first comic book.
Heck yeah.
Hopefully that gets somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
So how long have you been podcasting?
2009 was the very first podcast I did with my best friend. We did Dirty Boys Radio, which was just whatever we felt like saying before we hit the record button. There was no structure to it, really. Everything from, we talked about America's greatest hustles, like taxes, to immigration, to, you know, what movies were out that time and wanted to see, or, you know, why Cosmo Magazine is a terrible magazine. So, you know, whatever we wanted to talk about at the time is... It's pretty much what we talked about. And that's when I got the podcasting bug. And then after me and my friend were no longer co-located, I left Korea before he did. I decided to just go out and make my own business. And ended up being Paprika and all the stuff underneath that.
Awesome. So this is the fifth season?
This is the fifth season. Yeah, I do 15 episodes a season. I chose 15 because I do brackets for each season. There's a theme of brackets, and I choose 16 of whatever it is. It's always some kind of movie bracket. Like season one was best sci-fi movie. Season two, I think, was best comic book movie. And season three was best action movie. So right now we're doing a pick 16 of previous best Oscar winners. And they're all going up against each other. And it takes 15 matchups to find a champion. So when I get the champion, that's the end of the season. And then, you know, I take like a month hiatus and then I get back at it. But this will be the last season that I do. As the host of the show.
So you're going to produce it from now on? Or
I will be producing it. I'll also be editing it. One of my
he edits.
Teach us.
That's fancy.
Yes, I spend more time editing, I think, than any other thing on the show.
I bet, man.
One of my friends, the other half of the Sydney Automatics, he also does his own commentaries. He will be taking over for Pop Rig as the host for however long he wants to do it. And hopefully it just turns to the Tonight Show of podcasting with just various hosts back to back to back to back.
That's a cool idea.
Very cool.
You want to? Do you think we should retire too?
Yeah, we can pass the
torch. So, I'm sorry, I have a question.
She's not ready to retire.
No. She's like, fuck that. Let's have
her. He likes Henry Cavill.
Next question.
Oh, that's a hunk of beef. Right?
Did you say you're currently doing was that a past?
Best, no, I'm currently right now. The season is the best Oscar winners.
Okay.
What's
your prediction?
It's going to be, I have on both sides of the brackets, Godfather and Godfather 2. I think it's going to come down to one of those two. I have a fairly young audience, so I didn't really want to go too far back. I think the earliest one I have is maybe the late 60s. Something like that. I think Lawrence of Arabia is the furthest back I've gone. Then French Connection is in there somewhere too. But it's probably going to be Godfather 2.
Godfather 2?
Yeah. I love part 1 more than part 2, but I seem to be in the minority when it comes to that. So
I like the first one.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of the first one.
I've never
huge
seen
fan of the second one.
I know. Like, I actually...
You've never seen any of them?
No.
Oh.
And I kind of consider myself like... a cinephile to a certain extent, but like
you're not,
it's weirdly one of those trilogies that I've not seen.
Yeah,
I've not seen all the Star Wars either. Like, and just last year saw the first one.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
Yeah.
When it comes to Godfather, man, just watch 1 and 2, and if you have 3, use that one as your drink coaster.
That's what I hear.
That's a hot mess.
It's Sophia Coppola's fault, right?
It's not all Sophia Coppola's fault.
I actually like her movies. I will say that.
Great director.
Yeah, good director, but no, she should not be in front of the camera.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I think she's made up for it with the Bill Murray Christmas. I think she's made up for
that. Yeah, is she in that, or is she just
directed it?
I saw that in the end credits, and I was like, does Sophia Coppola did this?
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's
all right. Well,
that's where she belongs. Just
when you're a mob boss's daughter, you do
do whatever you want, the hell you want to do. Otherwise,
I just wanted to be known that I'm drinking out of a Star-Lord cup. Which is very difficult because it's square.
I
didn't know
that
Star-Lord had a square.
I thought that was R2-D2.
Oh, you have much to learn.
I genuinely, like, I'm not joking.
Oh, my God.
I have argued this.
You've seen that film, though. I know you've seen that fucking film. What?
I don't remember it.
You don't remember the raccoon?
I remember the raccoon. Bradley Cooper, yes.
Oh, damn.
It was his voice.
I remember the people
behind things when they're hot, okay?
Guardians of the Galaxy is this generation's Star Wars. Easily.
Oh, yeah.
I said it before it came out, and it merchandised the hell out of it, so obviously it's going to be the thing that comes up. I saw Guardians about 9 times in theaters.
Really?
It's not like 6 times.
One time.
I've seen 4 times, I think. Yeah, 4 times. Yeah.
You'd think I'd know more about it considering it's like our namesake, but... R2-D2, Star Wars, whatever.
He's going by Matt Starnslord. What the fuck?
I didn't even put the 2 and 2 together. Oh, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
You know what my mind goes? It's like, I see...
I don't.
I see
Star Wars. I have no fucking idea.
I see Star Wars, and then I see him as Andy, Fat Andy, on Parks and Rec. And then I start thinking about Parks and Rec.
What now?
It's like, I completely detour from the movie.
You see me as Fat Andy?
I said Star Wars.
Oh, shit, okay. Like, what the fuck? I mean, I am fat, but damn.
Don't worry. 6 months' time, sir, you too can be Chris Pratt.
That's right.
Thank you.
All you have to go do is get the Marvel diet.
Yeah. Oh, give me the money. I heard it'll pay very well the first movie. They just they lure you in and stuff.
But then you're set for life.
Yeah. I mean, those guys will ride off of that, and they'll probably take the William Shatner role and just do every con they can possibly get their hands on for until they're 95 years old.
I'd be drunk as shit at every con if I was like one of those guys.
You mean Stan Lee?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Aren't you drunk as shit at every con you go to now?
Fact.
Next question.
You're getting a head start on the thing.
I know Con Carolinas. I was feeling nice most of those days.
I can't get too drunk at Con Carolinas because I'm the programming director and I have to work the damn thing.
Oh,
that's so sad.
Don't worry, I got it in for both of us. I knew that. Okay. I felt you.
Yeah. Someone needs a drink. Okay.
And the good thing about that con is at Embassy Suites, they have the delicious bacon on the buffet.
So that's right.
Great.
Embassy Suites.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Bringing you Guardians of the Geekery, maybe whenever they hear this and decide to throw us money.
There you go. Shout out to them.
They really should. I mean, they owe us some shit at this point.
They do.
No. So what are some previous seasons that you've done on your podcast? Because I'm curious now if you do that whole...
Brackets.
It was best sci-fi, best action movie, best comic movie. I cannot remember what the last season was to save my life.
Best scene in which Henry Cavill appeared.
All of them.
Everything my from dreams last night.
Answer is just let's cut to the chase. Answer is when he's eating in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He's sitting in a truck. And he's eating like a...
While Armie Hammer is dying.
But God, if he does not look magical sitting in that truck eating.
That movie made me get back into the gym. That's how good they look in those movies.
Yep. I like that movie a lot.
That's a very good movie.
I bet you do.
No, really.
I have a new cat. I even named it after Hugh Grant's character. So,
wait, Hugh Grant was in Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
He was.
Yeah, it's towards the end there, third act.
Mm-hmm. Waverly, that's my cat, Waverly.
Yes.
Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. I know. So what won best science fiction?
Best science fiction? 2001? I think it might have been 2001.
Nice.
Jesus, now you're going back almost 2 years. Yeah, I want to say it was 2000. I have the worst memory of all time. The people who listen to my podcast don't like me. And they know that my favorite movie is The Matrix. So they immediately kicked that out, like round one or round two. It got voted out. Because it's
just to spite you.
Just to spite me. I'm now just trying to find excuses to put The Matrix back in every bracket. Now, best action movie, I excluded Die Hard because it is the quintessential action movie.
Yeah.
It's also great Christmas film. Music.
It is a Christmas film. I don't care.
Hans Gruber.
Alan Rickman's. In my opinion, Alan Rickman's best role. I'm not a big Harry Potter guy. Yeah. Yes, I know. There's two big nerd franchises that I just can't condone. I can't get down with Harry Potter, and I can't get down with Doctor Who. Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry. But you want to go to England. How would you live?
Sherlock.
Sherlock.
You're safe right there.
Sherlock is pretty awesome. Sherlock.
Running on Watson. As for the winner, I can't remember who won action best comic book movie. I think went to maybe Avengers. Guardians. It was Guardians of the Galaxy. And I said, no idea what season 4 was because terrible memory.
I don't have a good memory either. I can't remember, but.
Best war movie. That's what
best
it was.
War movie.
Best war movie.
Who won that?
Saving Private Ryan. There was no contest on that one whatsoever.
That is a really good movie.
Not an Oscar winner, strangely enough.
Well, it's Steven Spielberg. They don't like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe.
Because he's a Jew. They hate Jewish people.
Whole industry.
Yes, I know.
I just like to cause shit.
I think they just don't like him because he's too good.
Yeah.
He's too good. He is the best living director we have right now.
It is interesting. Like, when you... Like, I listen to Howard Stern all the time, and, you know, he gets a lot of these guests on, and it'd be people talking about filmmaking, and without, like, fail, when he's always like, well, who do you respect?
Mm-hmm.
They're always, like, Steven Spielberg is the greatest. Like, I don't care how sort of unpopular for a moment he... There's no question. He is it.
And, that like, J.J. Abrams Jurassic was Park. On,
yeah.
I mean, that's really all
Indiana
he had.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
Fucking E.T.
I mean, so many great things. Yeah. So, yeah.
Not a huge fan of Howard Stern. He's He was talking some smack about podcasting a couple years ago.
Yeah, not even a couple years ago. It was like 6 months ago. Yeah, he's like, you can't make money from it. You're a loser in your basement. You're this. But I love him.
We're in a kitchen, for fuck's sake. Yeah, we're not even talking. We don't have a basement at this establishment.
I have a room specifically for podcasting.
That's right. We actually never eat here, except for holidays. So we really don't. Twice a year, we like, oh, it's like, what is this strange thing for? Oh.
I got a kitchen table. No idea. Yeah.
I got to move my microphone for Christmas? Fuck. Sucks.
Just put a tree around
it.
Yeah. Some garland on the damn thing.
No, but I mean, Spielberg, when you look at really like his body of work, it's like he's all over the place with these genres and stuff. I mean, yeah, he gets into that sci-fi thing for a while, and then he's like...
But he hops back out and he gives you what? He did Schindler's List?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only film that he's won an Oscar for. I just think that's
really the only one.
That's the only one.
Wow.
It just lost in my brackets 2 weeks ago, I do believe.
Yeah. It's just like Martin Scorsese. Look at all those films he had to do before he finally won an Oscar.
What did he
that was
well, he was nominated.
And that was a gimme.
That
just won last week on my best Oscars.
Yeah, that was definitely a, we're sorry we didn't nominate you for everything else. Here you go.
And what sucks is it's not his strongest movie.
No.
So I wonder how he feels. Like, I finally got, like, you know, the golden ticket, but he knows. He gotta take the bad with the good, though.
At least he didn't have to die first, though. I always hate that shit.
The posthumous
award. Yeah, it's like, but... Oh, thanks a full fucking lot, man. I never got to put on my mantle and, like, show it off, pick up babes with it. I mean, nothing. I mean, you get none of the damn benefits from it.
I would take an Oscar to the bar every time I went to the bar.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, this is my admittance and my free drinks for the night.
Yeah.
No, it reminded me of the year that Spielberg made Color Purple.
Oh, what a good movie.
And it was nominated for 12 Oscars, but not Best Director. So it was like, who directed this piece of shit? And then it won nothing.
That's crazy to me. That movie was like,
wow.
I saw that probably 35 times when I was a kid. I just had HBO and that shit was just on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke me every time.
Yeah.
It was such a beautiful
was
movie.
Just,
yeah, and they actually gave Whoopi Goldberg Best Supporting Actor the next year for Ghost, and they were kind of saying that was for... Here's Color Purple.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was a Spielberg movie.
What year was that? I really want to see. I want to go back and see what was nominated then.
80...
It's got
80-something.
89 or 80
something. Yeah, I don't
think it was I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old.
35 times, you couldn't have just taken a hiatus and watched Star Wars once.
No, I was I was a little girl. I was like it probably was on, and I was like, sand, what is this?
Sand, aliens,
what is this weird Star Wars?
It gets everywhere.
So I just did my for Cine Automatics. I did my DVD commentaries for all six movies.
Yeah, saw
And at the very end of episode 2, which is to me by far the worst of them all, I realized I hadn't hit record at the very end of the movie. So I had to sit through that terrible movie twice in the same day.
Oh my god, dude.
And all the good jokes and all that good stuff were in for it. I just sound so beaten down.
I remember we had, was it Al Bigley was on?
Yeah.
It was ours, Al Bigley. And we had something happen, and we had this old computer that kept breaking down, and Audacity, like, lost a file.
Oof.
And we're like, say all the great stories, say all that stuff exactly like you just did it.
Nope.
And of course, we couldn't think of one damn thing.
Well, that's the thing is, it's like, if you tell the story, and you're kind of like, oh, okay, kind of thing, because you just heard it.
And like, whereas nobody's laughing.
Like, what?
We're not like, we're just like, yeah, we heard it.
That
was so rough.
So
I feel for you.
The first episode of of our first podcast, we'd had the discussion like maybe 3 times before. And it just kept getting more and more ridiculous. And we're like, we got to record this. And then we had to record it. And we're like, oh, I already know what you're going to say. You already know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure every great show like this one has that lost episode.
Text in the mail. What's your address?
I'm curious to know what won Best Picture against
The Color Purple.
Color Purple.
Yeah.
To say what year it was?
Probably somewhere in my bracket.
Okay, continue talking while I look this up, people.
Yeah, we're all just...
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're
looking at Wikipedia.
I thought it was a video podcast. Hold on.
Well, even if it was, if it's a really interesting. It still would be like, we're all staring at Carol.
Everyone just staring at their phones.
Listen to us. Where's the answer, guys?
It was a 1985 film, incidentally.
Oh, okay.
Damn. I am old.
Nah, yeah. No such thing.
Yeah.
Come on. How long have you guys been? Did you guys start this year?
Yeah.
Well, last year.
No,
last
December.
Year.
But yeah, we've been mid-December or beginning of December of 14?
I actually
14.
Think this week marks the year anniversary.
I agree. I mean, I know we were kind of saying that like a few weeks ago, yeah. And I was like,
I thought it was the week before Christmas.
And the whole idea...
Because I left for the second episode. Oh, I wasn't here.
Yeah. I remember the whole idea was Joey came to me and said, Carol and I want to do a 15-minute every other week Doctor Who podcast. And I was like, okay. And they're like, well, could you like put all that together?
And we're just the idea people. Yeah. You do all the heavy lifting.
I'm like, I don't know how to do that. And so it was like I did some research and then it was like, no, we're not gonna do that now. Now we're gonna do it every other week for half an hour. Okay. End up being like over an hour.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like every damn week, hour, really. Every week, and it's been great. But it's like, yeah, so it's changed a lot. But the first two, we didn't have a guest, and then the third one, we had our first guest. It was John Hartness.
That
was
our first. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, you know, from writer circles.
Everything out of his mouth is a lie, ladies and gentlemen.
This is why we have the mature reading, because we had John Hartness on our podcast.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
Huge fan.
Answer to the question on the table, out of Africa won that year.
Oh, well, that is a pretty good film.
Okay.
That's no Color Purple, though.
Yeah. There's been a couple obvious, like, what were you guys thinking?
Crash? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I defend that movie, man. I defend Crash. I'm actually I'm a fan.
It's not an Oscar.
By the way, Steven Soderbergh is somebody that, like, is usually mentioned as well, like, kind of in that, like, who do you think is a really great, like, director, and it's usually Spielberg is always like the top, and then Scorsese, and then Soderbergh is kind of floated around quite a bit as well.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay, I'll take back Crash and say Titanic because I can't stand that film.
Hey man, $1 billion film. Money doesn't
lie. Doesn't lie. But that's all teenage girls crying over Leonardo DiCaprio.
I like was wrecked for like a week. Like I
did you not know the boat sank?
whoa! Spoilers!
Of course I did. But I wanted him to, live, and her to die. If that's what had to happen.
Have you seen the people who have taken like the measurements of the door and go, look, they could both fit on here. She was just
lounging. I was
don't even know what year that came out, but I was a teenage girl and I was just like in the height of hormones and I was like, oh my god.
I was dating this girl and I ended up seeing that thing five damn times in week.
Sorry. Oh my god, that's a long ass movie too.
I know. I mean, I really like that girl. Yeah, I really like that girl.
It's long, right?
Yeah.
Two VHS tapes.
Oh my god. Man, I forget about those days. Yeah, the double VHS.
Yeah. That's
Schindler's
List
double VHS.
Yeah.
Hamlet. Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet. That was two tapes.
And the bonus stuff, like I had all those like crazy collections of VHS, and it was like Natural Born Killers had a separate VHS tape with all the extra stuff. That would have been like
VHS had extras?
Yeah. What extra stuff would you need for Natural Born Killers?
It was like director commentary and stuff.
So it was
but
like
it was
the,
just like
now they have two.
It was like
DVDs.
The bonus. Yeah, yeah. So but it was just like, oh wow.
I've been thinking about doing a podcast that where I go back probably starting like early 80s and I watch every Oscar nominated film and I decide whether or not the one that won should it have won, and if not, what do I think should have won. So I examine like what happened in that year, what might have influenced the Academy's decision, all that kind of stuff.
Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a film school project. That's a huge undertaking. And now they do like what isn't it 10 nominations for Best Picture?
For Best Picture. They don't have to go up to 10, but they have the ability to do 10.
I think the most they've done is 8.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But lost my train of thought. Carry on.
Okay. Okay, we need to wrap this part up, actually. Okay. So, Daryl, where can we find you on the interwebs? Plug away. This is the chance of a lifetime.
This is where it all comes
to. We literally have dozens of listeners. Poland, South Africa. I mean, we're all over the globe.
Really?
I mean,
Poland, South Africa?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
We got a few out there.
You can find me on iTunes if you are of the Apple variety.
Yes.
Paprika Podcast, Poprika. Is where you can find Paprika. And then under the Paprika umbrella is all our other stuff. So Semi-Automatics, is also under Paprika. And yeah, the,
spell that for folks real quick. Or just me.
C-I-N-E-A-U-T. Automatics. Just Cine.
No, that's fine. That's C-I-N-E. Good, good.
And the logo is like an AK with two film reels attached to
it. I like that logo. That's
pretty tight. It's a pretty cool logo. And for those of you who don't refuse to go to the Evil Apple Corporation, also on SoundCloud. You can find me there under Paprika. Or go to facebook.com/groups/Paprika Podcast, which is the Facebook page where we nerd out and talk about some of everything. So if you got something to say or you just want to lurk, which a lot of people do, which is a little bit weird, come on and say your piece, man. We won't beat you up too bad.
It's a fun group, too. Yeah. I got to say that for sure.
99% of us.
All right. Now high tech.
High tech means got to push the button.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery. For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery and on Twitter at CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Pilstofka. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.